Medea was the infamous princess of Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted over Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in the office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that his sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer appear in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into the plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glauc's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife, as she cried out in her plight, was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no longer fair pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. In sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon her former lovers. This bitter battle was not fighting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason, betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you. After you to Iolcus Peleus' palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you, to Peleus' daughters. They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone and I ever loved for you. Hurt those I no need to hurt you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to myself. Ruthless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats.
Okay, thank you. So if you just want to tell me a bit about where you're from and how maybe that's affected your accent.
I'm from Johannesburg, Sandton, South Africa, basically. Yeah, South Africa. and it's basically, I went to a private school in Sandton, and it was also derived from how it was, you know, the interesting way to talk with a rasp and yud, you know, you sort of linger your words on, because our accent sort of derived from RP, the higher RP sort of accent. So, yeah, and the British as well, obviously, RP. So that's how we speak. We sort of drag words on, but yeah. And Dutch as well. Dutch. Yeah, because we go ya. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, thank you.